Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Self-Made V. And welcome, welcome, welcome to WCW Podcast. Y'all know we back again. It's another Wednesday. And welcome, welcome to my dedicated podcast listeners. Y'all, I want to go ahead and start the show off by giving you a special shout out. Because you guys, you come back every Wednesday and you support me, and that is what it's all about, is us supporting each other as women. Even my shout out to my male listeners, you know. It's about support, guys. It's about supporting each other, networking, and helping each other with their dreams. So that's what our topic tonight is. All about. It's all about support. And I'm stressing that this evening because, you know, these women, they come on these shows and they give us their valuable time. And we were very, very appreciative, as I say every time, that we're humbled and honored that we have these guests on the show. But mainly they come on here because they are giving us a piece of themselves, you know, and that's why it's important that we show the support, okay? And support is not only for them, but it's also for you, because it gives you a sense that you don't have to be no hater. You don't have to be a hater. You can show your support. It shows that you are a bigger person to go out and to support a complete stranger. Y'all do it every day. You go out here and you buy these celebrities' music. You don't really know them on a personal level. But here on WCW Podcast, you get to know these artists on a personal level, okay? They share with you their most intimate and vulnerable moments that they may have had on the course of their journeys. And they also share with us some jewels. They drop jewels on us and they tell us how they gotten to the points where they are. And again, you know, we're very, very appreciative of all of the guests that have been on our show. And that's why we're here right now, support. So all my listeners, go out right now, support these queens, okay? They're doing this thing for you guys, okay? So show them some love. And you'll feel good yourself about what you do. So, again, y'all, I ain't going to hold y'all up. Tonight is going down. All the way from Chi-Town, Chicago, Windy City. Listen, I've been to Chicago on many occasions. And shout out to Chicago, because every time I go, I get shown love. So, listen, if you have never been to Chicago, make sure on the course of your journey of this thing we call life that you make a stop in the Windy City, okay? Good food, good people. Now, I don't know about the police. I didn't hear stories about them, but that's a whole nother topic. But all the way from Chicago, y'all, this queen is an instrumental slayer. I'm talking about, I don't care what kind of beat you drop. It could be a Twinkle Twinkle Little Star beat. She's going to kill it. She's a lyrical genius, guys. And we are so lucky to have her on our show tonight. She goes by the name of Queen Sheba, which I think is very, very appropriate. But I'm not going to keep you guys waiting, because I'm going to bring her to the line right now. And, just give her some love and show her some support. So welcome to the show right now, Miss Queen Sheba.
Yo,
how are you?
Honey? Yo, how you doing, baby? How you doing? Great introduction,
you know,
dear.
Absolutely. Listen, mm-hmm. I'll be wanting all my guests to come on here and have as much energy as you, Queen Sheba. But sometimes I don't get it. But I am so blessed. Humble,
well, you know, my
right
energy,
now.
I'm sorry, V, but my energy be through the roof, baby. And I be ready all the time. So, and this mouth runs, darling. So, yes, let's do it.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. We are ready. We are here for it tonight. So welcome. Welcome to our show. Thank you so much for stopping by.
I
want to
thank you so much for having me. I want to thank you so much for having me come on. This is actually great.
Yeah. It's, you know, we need more of this. We need more of women supporting women because it's necessary. I mean, I don't even think we understand how necessary it is. But thank you so much for being on here. So we're going to jump right into who is mm-hmm. Queen Sheba. I mean, because they're sleeping on you. You've been doing this for a while.
Well, you know what? Let me start off by saying this. You know, I hear a lot of people use words very loosely, and I have to say that because when people say, like, they sleeping on this artist, they even said they were sleeping on Busta Rhymes, and I'm like, wait, he's a whole legend. I think it's just mm-hmm. about timing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about timing because there's so many people, believe it or not, that know who Queen Sheba is. Just from me doing working every day, just from me doing music my whole life. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's about, you know, the more work you put in, you know, the more you put yourself out there, the more situations you get yourself, things just evolve. And I think that's just all it really is.
Absolutely. You know? And I totally agree with that because it is about seasons. Everything has a season.
Yes.
So we
absolutely. And
I'm ready for Queen's season.
Right, you know what's so crazy? Because right now I'm in the process of working on records. Like, I was just going crazy in my head. Like, I got to get an album done. I got to do these mixtapes. I got to do this. I got to do these visuals. All that is true, but I still got to make sure that timing is still right to just continue to work. Like, now I'm just working on records. I'm recording records. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. I'm recording records, and I'm catching them vibes and them, you know, them real life things that go on every day in our life. Because even when you're an artist, artists are different people, but at the end of the day, we are still human.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And at the
yeah.
And I'm telling you, baby, when you don't have a passion for it, when you really don't love what you do, no matter, you could go back to Frank Sinatra, Beethoven, Stevie Wonder, I don't give a fuck,
mm-hmm.
too. You could talk to any artist, and at the end of the day, if that passion's not there, ain't nothing time can even do for you.
Right.
you get what I'm saying?
The passion is basically the battery to the operation. So,
because that's what fuels you to want to write that record. Absolutely. You know, time and passion. Really loving what you do, because this game, every game, all this is the same. The music industry is just the same in the streets. You know,
right.
It's about who you deal with. You could be around so many people. They'd be like, oh my God, Sheba, you know this person. I know everybody. I know some everybody. I'm in some a little of everything going on. But at the end of the day, it's about the right situation.
Yes.
If you're not getting that right situation, baby, I don't know.
You are definitely dropping jewels on our listeners right now. Listen, guys, I hope you have your safety deposit boxes open right now. Because you're making a deposit.
I think it's a deposit. They ain't got the receipts.
Absolutely.
Because
I want you to be able to touch on our topic for the evening as we talk about Queen Sheba. Our topic for the evening is support. And speaking on support, we're talking about different types of support that you can get from people, whether it be positive or negative. So in the course of your journey, because again, you are a veteran at what you do. During the course of your journey, where do you receive your support from?
Well, you know, crazy to say, the support mainly comes from a lot of people you don't know. I know that might sound a little crazy, but it really do. And I think it's kind of more me, because everybody got their story to tell. You have people who say, man, I had to live in the street for you know, be homeless for years. I had to do that. I think it's just about the whole journey of it, because people can support you, but it's called fan base, not friend base. You know what I'm saying?
I like
so
that.
I just think, you know, so I think why I get my support comes from close-knit family and from people that I really don't know, because when I could go perform, darling, and I could go do a record, and I could make people feel a certain type of way that do not know me, that drives me crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just think the more that I put myself out to the world, the more support I get. Because you got to think, well, before these people famous, they unfamous.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And all the people that love them is people that really don't know them. I'm sorry, but they don't know them. So when those type of, you know, and you know, people, I hear people going through it, baby. They, man, y'all don't support me. You my this, you my that. Come on, everything is a mind thing. When people feel they so close to you, they know you so good. Some people don't even take you as serious.
Yeah.
You know, and even when you're really serious, it's just more like, yeah, whatever, whatever. But then when they start hearing songs on the radio or when they start seeing you doing certain things, then they probably perk up a little more. But again, but you know, again, I like all my stuff to be organic. I like to go do a show with a couple hundred people or even 20, 30 people, and I make them feel a certain way. I don't know nobody in the room. I did my job.
Absolutely. I truly, well, shout out to you for that, because I miss the whole vibe of having, you know, six or seven artists on a stage at one time performing, or groups that had like a Wu-Tang, and, you know, you had these groups that didn't mind performing. I remember there was a song out, it was Queen Latifah, I think it was a Brandy song, I Want to Be Down, and they came in and did a remix to it. It was Queen Latifah,
MC Light, Yo-Yo, I love Yo-Yo, I speak to her, I love Yo-Yo, she's amazing, all the ladies are amazing, and you know, things like that, when Lil' Kim did it with Ladies Night, it's beyond that, it's like, you could see 150, 60 guys, whether they kind of big time, mediocre, similar, whatever it is, you could see a multiple of them, but it's always one and two and three girls, but see, that's a program. It's being set to be that way. Now I'm starting to see you got a lot of girls out here. You got an Aiden down. You got a Dream down. You got a this down. You got a that down. You got a Cash down. You got a this. You know what I'm saying? You got so many girls out here. It's starting to buck up more, but then you still got that super competitiveness.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm like this. You know, it is about, I heard one young lady, she's making her rounds out here. There's people that don't know it, then it's something. But she was saying, yeah, you know, it's only one crown, and you know, it's only one crown. No, baby. Mm-hmm. It's a multiple of crowns, darling.
Absolutely.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they saying? Anybody could be able. First of all, you have to entertain the masses. You have to make them interested in you, first and foremost.
Absolutely.
So while everybody's making all these BS stories and you got to do this, you got to look like that. No, baby, it's bigger than all of that at the end of the day. So I dare not measure myself to this irrelevantness of BS. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that ain't what we doing. I am a music artist and I'm young still. And when I say I'm young still, I'm talking about, like, ready.
Yeah,
you know, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an artist.
Exactly.
I'm an artist. They want to get a lot.
We're going to call you our timeless piece tonight.
Yes, darling. Yes, I was just so excited. Yes, because I listen to, you know, it's just like, you know, you got to put your all out there. And it's so much bigger than what a lot of people think. You know what I'm saying? When I used to look at all these artists and I look at Big, Tupac, you know, everybody, and looking at everybody now, I'd be like, wow, like, this is amazing. Picture the world without music. This is something that people is creating. It's something that's really coming from within. You know, so I take that just very serious, and I couldn't be up here like, I ain't better than you. No, but I'm great. That's the bottom line. You're great.
Right.
You're great.
Right.
You're great,
you
darling.
Are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
And that's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, be great.
Absolutely.
Be great. glad I'm about 30 now, and I'm not just like 21 and 22, and I don't know what's going on. Because when you that age, you really don't know, babe. You still don't even know. You know, because you learn every day. You could be 99 and still learn. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You're going to continue to learn. But it's like you got to be able to live in it as well, especially if you want longevity. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm writing for people. I'm doing a lot, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, a younger mind is not as seasoned. And it's easy, more easy and vulnerable to be taken advantage of. So that's how a lot of them kind of get into
that. That's how a lot of that come up. And if you notice, most artists are always extra mature. Beyonce, all of them. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was 12 singing like he was 35, baby.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Like
most artists are always before their time. Lady Gaga just 28. How would you?
Wow.
You would have thought she was older than that. See what I'm saying? She's just 28.
Wow. Do you think sometimes that some of these people, when they get into industry, because it's so much, you know, people look at it from the outside and they're like, "Ooh, I want that lifestyle."
Mm-hmm.
But
people want to emulate everything, but they don't know what people did to get there. That's another thing. And people don't put up all their failures. And when you in this business, you're going to get a million no's before yes. That's why Lady Gaga doing a new movie, The Star Is Born, being realistic, people were telling her how big her nose was, how she was unattractive. But if you notice, every superstar, the majority of them, they don't look all of that when you really think about it.
Take all
people
that makeup
get,
off.
Well, it's, even with the makeup on, Lady Gaga could be funny looking and she won't. But the bottom line is, she said, we love her. I love her.
Yeah.
She's singing with people like Tony Bennett. Baby, I wasn't even born back then, and I could tell you what Frank Sinatra was doing. I could tell you what record. Oh, baby, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. Yes. And
yes, ma'am.
You know,
yes,
and
ma'am.
You put in the work behind this, and people don't understand the work that goes behind it. Like, let's talk about the Top Off remix, because you went in on that. Tell our listeners a little bit about kind of like how you come up with your chemistry
Okay, so when it comes to doing certain remixes, again, because I respect the art so much and I just love music, when I see certain things, I just be like, wow, like, I got to do something to that. You know what I'm saying? Because that Top Off, that really came so out of the blue. I was just getting back from Atlanta, and when I was listening to the records, and I'm looking like, wait a minute, but this is so crazy. This is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is crazy, crazy, crazy. So I just went in, you know, and I just did what I did and how I do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and I was even saying that I was actually supposed to shoot a visual for that about 2 months or so ago, but I had something tragic happen to me very, 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 very close to home. And I just think when that happened, that just kind of made me lean back, but not really that far back, because I'm in the process of now. I got about 5 visuals to shoot. You know, I'm in the studio every day, so I'm doing what I love to do and what I want to do, You know, and I got, you know, so I'm working. That's what I'm doing. I'm working.
Absolutely. You can't stop doing that. Can you tell us a little bit the music scene is in Chicago? Because Chicago has a nice musical heritage. I mean, you got some greats that have come up out of Chicago.
Wait a minute. Most of the greats came out of Chicago. Let's start off by saying that. They all migrated and came from. You even got going back to Chaka Khan and Miles Davis and the Emotions, you know. Huh?
I said, right. Queen Sheba.
Right. No, absolutely. And then, you know, even Kanye just came back home. You know, I think the music scene in Chicago, I think it always been great. You know what I'm saying? And I think when they was thinking we had a dapple and it wasn't this and wasn't that, I think, again, that goes back to all the politics and all the different vibes and energies going on.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, our scene is really dope. Our music scene is dope. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be so focused on who getting signed, who getting this, who getting that. They got to realize that it's still so much bigger than that. You got people that get signed every day and still don't go nowhere, darling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, you know.
Now, because, you know, we hear a lot about stories of that come out of Chicago that are kind of harsh on how the justice system is. It's mm-hmm. everywhere, but we've heard a lot about like Chicago's police system. Do you have mm-hmm. anything to say about like how? Is it true? Because you're there in Chicago.
I'm there. I'm here. That's a fact. Yeah.
Right. So what can you say about like the justice system there? Because I hear some of that stuff in your music sometimes when you're talking.
Well, let me. Start off by saying this. We gotta keep this in mind. You can't believe none uh-huh. of what you hear and half of what you see. Let's start off by
Absolutely.
Saying that. So right. I think the system itself, the justice system, forget just Chicago, because when it's an
right.
agenda that's set and people want to control the masses and make people think things, it's so many things be created. It's so much of the
mm-hmm.
truth with so many lies mixed up. So many things
right.
blew out of proportion. I would say the justice system itself, to a high degree, it sucks because it's not being ran appropriately. It's not being ran right. Is being used
right.
for the wrong
right.
reason. That's the
mm-hmm.
problem. That's why when they say, you know, I hear everywhere, I'm not going to Chicago is loved everywhere. I love my city. New
yeah.
York is my second home, okay? I love New York too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love Atlanta. But however, everybody would be like, man, Chicago this. I'd be like, that's so crazy how y'all think it's crazy. It is not as crazy as people really think it is. So why do people everywhere think it's all like this? Then when you get certain people in, they be like, nah, it ain't like that. That should tell people something right there. You know what I'm saying? But I think, again, when we're talking about the justice system, or we just talking about Chicago, period, because they'll make it like it's so many murders in Chicago. It is. But if you go around and do statistics on everybody's city, there's a lot of murders being in everybody's city. You got a person getting killed every second. You know, a person is dying every second. A baby is born. You know, so I'm just... So kind of, you know, I'm not really wrapped up into a lot of the news. I don't watch the news too much. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I have never been kicked out of my own show. Well, we are back right here at WCW Podcast Live. It seems that we unfortunately lost our guest, Queen Sheba. Listen, y'all know the show was getting dope, right? Y'all know it was getting dope, and it was about to blow up like a nuclear bomb up in here. But that was our special guest, Queen Sheba, all the way from Chicago. Listen, like I told you before, if you have never been in the Chicago area on this thing that we call our journey of life, make a stop, because Chicago got some really dope artists coming out of by way of Chicago. So, wait, I think we have her back on here.
Hello?
Here.
We got really disconnected. I tried to call back like twice, and it was not letting me through, but it just let me through.
I am sincerely apologetic because that has never happened.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, it's okay, but we're talking about all that other stuff, you know, so... But however, I just think that they can do way better than what they're doing, and it just needs to be better. And we as people just needs to be better, and we need to start re-educating ourselves. We really need to start focusing and really paying attention. Because we get too caught up into the, you know, like I tell people, I don't want to be a part of the hype. I want to be a part of history. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in a, you know, so it's just like, it's so much, babe. It's so much they try to put on you.
Well,
you know, I'm into
you
the sun,
what?
The moon, and the stars.
Absolutely. You know what? You have one of the best outlets within your music for you to get your point across. You know, and we thank you
mm-hmm.
and we're appreciative that you decided to use that as your form of your outlet and your purpose, like you said, as your passion, because we have been able
mm-hmm.
to enjoy songs going all the way back to, you know, the song Dead Wrong. So, you know, we appreciate you.
That's
what
made me scream.
You thought I might do my education?
Yeah, because I want to tell you so much. I have a catalog of music, and this is stuff that's about to go up on iTunes and Spotify, and it's going to be on everywhere or whatever. And I just keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I keep it dope, and you know, I keep that vibe. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I do. That's why I say I stay happy, and I just encourage people to find, just know their purpose. Know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Money cannot make you happy. Nobody else. You have to be happy. You have to find that. And once you start to find that, that's when you're really living. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm just, you know, it's everything is beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, I want you to tell our guests, first of all, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give to, you know, since our topic, of course, has been support, any shout-outs to anybody who's actually, you know, supported you on your journey? You can go ahead and give those right now.
Well, you know what? I don't want to call out names per se, because you know when you forget somebody, that'll be like, I remember when you did an interview and you said, no. No, I want to give a shout out because I do got people that support Queen Chi, but like seriously, we got to be real. You know, it is going to be your few people that stand in your corner or whatever, but I want to shout everybody out that support me, that have ever supported me, and all the new support that I'm going to get. You know, I want to shout Chicago out because I love my city so much. And I just want to shout all the musicians out and the rappers and the artists and the singers and the singers around the world, because without music, this world will really be dead. You know what I'm saying? So, and I want to give a shout out to Block Radio from calling the queen, the God Queen, to do an interview. How about that?
Tell all of our listeners how they can find you, your social media platforms. You know, let them know where you're at.
Well, all social media platform, just find me on the Queen Chiba. I'm Queen Chiba. Twitter, Instagram, my fan page, my Facebook, my Tumblr. I'm everywhere. YouTube, everywhere. And I will be on iTunes. And once they type the name in, they'll find me. That name follows me everywhere, dear.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again so much for being on the show. We appreciate you. We can't wait to have you back.
By the time I get back, I have some things dropped, and then I can just fill you guys in on what's going on, and might have a few surprises. I got a few things now, but sometimes you don't want to speak things too quick. You know,
and then you
speak it and be like, oh, yo, what happened? You'd be like, oh, no, because, you know, darling. So, yeah. So I definitely be back, and we have so much more to discuss, and I can run this trap. Feel me, baby?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you guys have a nice night, and thank everybody for listening.
Absolutely, guys. All right. Now, y'all heard it right here on WCW Podcast. That was your girl, Queen Chiba, all the way from Chi-Town, doing her thing, guys. Mad lyrics is what we bringing. I mean, that's what she brings. But listen, y'all, I told y'all we was dropping fire tonight. I think I told y'all that this podcast was going to be dope. And I'm not going to keep y'all waiting any longer, because I got a guest all the way from Canada on the line with us tonight. I mean, she needs no introduction, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Welcome all the way from Canada, baby. Miss how you doing?
What up? You can hear me? I'm on.
You on. You always on. You on and popping. That's why you're here.
You already know, man. Oh, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. Welcome to the show. We're so glad that you are here, especially calling from Canada. You know, for all most of my listeners are in the States, but we love the fact that we are world. Hip hop is worldwide, and we want to thank you so much for your gift
definitely,
and your talent. So, Welcome. Well, go ahead and tell our listeners. We don't want to keep them waiting. Tell them your name and a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Maisie F. I'm from Canada, Toronto. For my people who are listening in Canada, I'm like, you know, they know what it is when I say I'm from Scarborough, you know, but you probably don't know. But, yeah, you probably know Toronto, so that's what we'll keep it, the six, you know. I'm a female artist. Rapper, singer, producer, writer, like I do it all, really, you know. I'm just really into the hip hop scene. I have events that I run called the Six Female Cipher. Yeah, and I have a few credentials on my back, so you know what I mean? I'm doing it still.
Absolutely, absolutely you are. We want to thank you. Now, I got a little sneak peek of that Six Female Cipher, and when I tell you, I was just talking to our last guest, and we were talking about how we miss here in the States that oneness on the stage with so many different variety of artists sharing that stage together. So what made you get into to hosting and getting together a Six Female Cipher or any cipher, period, with a group of females? What made you do that? What inspired that?
Like, in my city, there, like, me personally, I only seen a few female rappers doing their thing. And I personally wanted to work with more female artists. So it just started with me making a Facebook group and just inviting artists from all around the world, even just to, you know, share their stuff. And then eventually I'm like, yo, it'd be dope to, like, throw a cipher and have, you know, like, the same. As much as you say that you might be lacking it, like, when I look at it from my point of view, the States is pretty hype when it comes to, you know, the hip-hop culture. And I wanted to implement that in Toronto, especially for the females, because, you know, it's really clicky, you know, it's not really unified, you know, it's this stigma, like, there can only be one female, you know. I really wasn't about that, so I was trying to get all the girls together. You know, it's original production by me, so they're rapping on original beats. It's videotaped.
Wow.
It was going on Rogers TV, so they were getting exposure as well. You know, they're still getting exposure when they're on it, because every step that I make, I mean, you know, I direct people to go check out the ciphers, you know, so it's really good all around, for real.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We commend you. We thank you. You are definitely a queen of the mic, even pulling something off like a Six Female Cipher. Because, you know, again, with the competition being held down by men, it's you know, these you women, I have you guys on my show every Wednesday. I pick out different women who are out there busting these doors wide open. And I saw that in you, and this was a while back, because I peeped you out a while ago. Remember, I tried to get you on the show when we were first, you know, in the making.
Yeah,
and it's
overdue.
Because, yeah, because now you see that, and now you got a hot song out called No Wallet. So this is perfect timing.
Perfect. Exactly.
Perfect timing.
Time is everything.
Go ahead and tell our listeners about that the No Wallet song, because it's dope. It's dope. The beat, did you do that beat originally? Is that your beat?
I didn't produce that one still. So I got to give it up to Bricks on the beat. He did that one. I just switched it up a little bit. Like, as I said, usually I'm not one to brag, you know? So I just kind of decided, yeah, let's show it off a little bit, you know? So it's a track about money, but it revolves around that no-frills lifestyle that I usually have, you know? People who know me, people who see me, it's really no-frills, you know? It's not all fancy, you know. People who are really about their money, they know what it is, you know. There's different aspects to focus on. But I just had to put it out there because some people, especially in this new day and age where it's this clout, you know, a lot of people, they like the flashiness, you know. That's what people like. I'm like, you know, before people think that shit ain't popping in the maze, I'm going to let them know it's popping in the mood. You know what I mean? Like, we good. We good. We been good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's what people don't understand, that with success, that is part of the territory. Some of the territory that comes with success is the money. And the more successful you are, the more money that comes with that. And it's okay to be successful. But for some reason, people start hating when you get the money. So our topic for tonight is support. Have you seen a change in your support since you've been doing your thing, and now the success is coming with it along with the money? Has your support system changed, or are you still getting love from them same people?
I have my loyal people who have been there for a minute. And then I have, you know, the support. It changes up, you know. People support different things. And me personally, I do a lot of different things. So when I produce, there's people who support that. When I'm, you know, composing background music for something, you know what I mean? Like, there's different, it's a different crowd that likes that. So when I do turn up with this kind of music, the trap and, you know, flashing, you know, that stuff, like, there's a different support network that starts to show. And I'm like, oh, I can see, you know, that's their forte. That's what they're into, you know. But that's what the Mavies is about, you know. There's so many different lanes. So we cater to a lot.
That's good. That's good to have so many avenues to your success, because some people will get on one boat, and that's just that one little boat. They on this boat, and they going to rock that boat till it falls over. It could be maybe they're just a writer, you know, or maybe but they don't know that if you tap into all of your potential, and, I mean, because there's enough. Now, is there enough Maisie to go around?
To an extent, depending on what we're talking about, right? No, but I guess.
Because, I mean, with you having so many different avenues, that means that on the other end of those avenues, there's people who are maybe wanting you to produce, you know, and they want you to strictly be a producer. There's people that want you to, hey, I want you to focus strictly on this six female cipher thing. Do you feel sometimes being tugged in between the different hats that you wear?
Yeah, for sure. I deal with that, like, every day. There's times when I just want to focus on myself, you know, and just drop hot tracks and just push my shit. And then there's another side of me that doesn't want to just do that. You know, I want to be, you know, making these events and working with other artists. And then it's like there's other times when I just want to make, like, haunted, scary background music for, like, horror movies, like, legit. So I'm just – some days I just got to go with it. It's, like, it's a passion. It's a calling. And I learn not to fight with it too much. So, like, there's days when I wake up and I'm like, okay, there's a track. Next day I'm like, okay, no, I got to do the event. I got to, you know, budget out this. I got to book this venue. So – man, it gets done. You know, it obviously, if I put my energy maybe into just one or two things, you know, maybe it could be further. But I mean, hey, it's the Maze. I don't regret it. Shit gets done anyways. I'm tired.
Absolutely.
That's the game.
Absolutely. Speaking of getting things done, okay, so we have No Wallet out. You just dropped the video, which is dope. Look like you guys are having tons of fun in the video. What is next for you? What projects do you have coming up that we need to be looking at? Can we expect you in the States at all?
Sorry, what was the last thing you said?
Can we expect you in the States?
Oh, I know, man. There's so many. You know what? I've been getting a few calls, too, and emails about that, and I'm like, yo, the States is calling. You know, there's a different kind of love that I get from the States too. My music is spinning in the States as well. So yeah, I have to get a few things sorted on my end here. You know what I mean? And that's a little cleared up, then I for sure. Yeah, that's definitely in the books.
Absolutely, because I want to get with you and do a cipher. Now we're here in Florida. And there are some really amazing artists down here in the Sunny State. What would
I
be nice is to have the Sunny State meets Canada in a cipher. Listen, we're going to have to talk outside of this.
You got to be careful.
You got to get it popping. Well, thank you so much, because it's women like you that – believe in themselves and believe in other female artists that we really truly enjoy having on the show. So again, thank you for what you do to support other artists hosting
your
female cypher. Now, how often do you host those?
Like sometimes 3 times a year. It depends. Mm-hmm. We've had 2 already for this year, and I was going to bang out one more, but
all
I
right.
think I want to hold on to it because I have some other stuff in plan. So I believe in quality over quantity, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just want to make sure everything's intact. But, yeah, another Cypher round is definitely going to be popping, and it's going to be 10.0. So this is, like, it's huge.
Woo! That's off the Richter scale. That's off the Richter scale. We can't wait for that. We're definitely looking forward to that. Now, tell our listeners, because, you know, a lot of times you guys come on here and you're all – most of your fans, they only see the artist side of you.
Yeah.
Can you tell our listeners, like, what are some of the things that you do to relax and to, you know, to kind of escape your getaway or what you do for fun? What does that consist of?
Fun.
Oh, listen, keep it PG.
Obviously. No, for sure. Well, you know, I mean, I do my music. That's more like work in a sense. I do have fun after the work's done. But, I relax. I unwind. Right now I'm really working on, you know, my mentality and, you know, certain things like law of attraction and visualization, stuff like that, meditation,
mm-hmm.
yoga. So when I'm not making music and when I'm not doing, you know, my family life, I'm trying to become one with my inner self because, I'm on a little bit of a self journey.
Absolutely. It's all about mastering self. Once you master self, then,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're unstoppable. So we appreciate you that you have stopped. We appreciate that you have stopped here on WCW Podcast on your journey to self-mastering. So kudos to you. So we appreciate the fact that you're all the way where you are and you're able to still get into writing music and producing. What inspires you? Like when you get into your zone, maybe it's making a beat, maybe it's writing. What kind of things do you do that inspire you? What inspires you to get into your zone?
It's like half and half. So half is like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I call it like spirit mm-hmm. because it's just a force, moving force,
right.
That I'm still trying to understand. And then the other half is, I guess, pain and sometimes fear, that
mm-hmm.
I'm learning to
uh-huh.
fight against. But, It's funny. It's pain. It's crazy how it trains the brain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It pushes
yeah.
you to write. It pushes you to express yourself. You say, you know, your inner, the things that you shut out sometimes comes out so subliminally, metaphorically, and it's weird how it works. So, yeah, there's feelings.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then people pull inspiration from anything, from, you know, from all sorts of things, but it's undeniable. It is some form of spirit that gives you your craft. People don't understand that. It's, you know, because, you know, it's undeniable. We didn't create ourselves. So we know that
mm-hmm.
there's a creator that purposely designed you to be the way you are. And we are truly blessed that we've been able to share this time and space with you with this interview. So, again, whatever you pull your inspiration from, keep doing it because we love it. So, I want y'all all to be on the lookout for this amazing artist all the way from Scarville, Canada, dropping bombs.
Scarborough.
How was it?
Scarborough.
Girl, you know I'm from the country. Scarborough.
It's okay. It's okay.
That's how we say it in Ohio. Scarborough.
That'll do.
I love it. Well, we are so appreciative again. Tell our guests and our listeners how they can find you on your social media platforms, if they want to maybe fly you into the States to do a feature on an album. How can they find you?
You find me at maizymf.com. So that's maizymf.com. You can Google me, Maizie F, like you'll find me there. My Instagram is Maizie F _. I'm out here, so search me up. And they could definitely touch base with you too and find me through you too. So that
absolutely. Absolutely. WC Bob, we got the juice. So if y'all looking for the juice, y'all better come. WCW Podcast, we are bringing you nothing but queens of the mic. Again, we are appreciative. We are humbled and honored that you were able to join us tonight. Do you have any shout-outs that you want to give to anybody in particular?
I want to shout out Toronto in general. Like, for real, we're making a lot of hot music. There's a lot of dope Toronto artists out there, so look out for Toronto for real. Drake already put it on the map, so... Just look out for that shit. My family, my girl, my team, shout out LD, shout out Ace. Shout out everybody who supports the Maize, for real.
Absolutely.
And like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. We're looking for no fan base. We're looking for a fan base right now. I want y'all to go out right now and support this young queen doing her thing, guys. It's not hard to do. All you got to do is go on to the Instagram page and click follow. It don't take but 2 seconds out of your 24-hour day.
Exactly.
So we appreciate it. We definitely will continue to show you support and love all the way from Florida. Hopefully we can get you down here so we can get this female cypher on
no,
and popping.
No, for sure. Yeah, we're going to talk about that for sure.
Yo, you need to take that global. I see that for you. I'm speaking into existence. Maybe
yes.
Have 6 female cyphers going global. So
yeah.
Hey, first stop right here in Florida.
Yeah. Let's
all right.
Go.
Well, thank you again so much for coming through. Again, we hope to have you back on the show. We're not going to hold you up because, again, we know you got things to do. You got productions to make, videos to shoot. And we just want to thank you for your valuable time and for coming through and stopping by for WCW Podcast.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me, for real.
Not a problem. All right, guys. I told y'all tonight was nothing but love, all right? Show your support. I can't say it enough. These women are out here working hard. They're doing their thing, and we need to show our support to all of these women. They're entrepreneurs. And it's not easy to get out here and do what they do. So go show your love. Go show your support right here, WCW Podcast. Queen Sheba came through putting it down. That's Queen Q-U-E-E-N. Sheba is spelled C-H-E-B-A. Go follow her right now on Instagram. Maizie F, that's M-A-Z-Y-F. Y'all, go follow these queens right now. And if you missed our earlier lunchtime guest, Lorray Turner, she came through, beautiful young woman, voice like an angel. Go check out her interview. You can find it in the link of my Instagram page. And we're here every Wednesday. You can find us here. Just call in, 646-564-9557. That's how you get to tune in to live shows. Get the jewels right while they're being dropped, y'all. This is what we do every Wednesday. We will see you again next Wednesday. Remember our topic tonight, support. Please go do that right now. All right, and we'll show our support back. Thank you again. Shout out to all my listeners. Shout out to my guests. And we'll see you right here next Wednesday, WCW Podcast. It's your girl, Self-Made V.